Then talking about the histopathology of the disease, with the help of which we can not only diagnose pityriasis like in Oides, but also differentiate it from a number of its differentials, which we are going to discuss later. So the histology varies with the stage of the disease, whether it is PLC or it is pleva, or less commonly if it is that is the febrile ulceronecrotic form of the disease. So the most important and typical features is the lymphohistiocytic infiltrate in the dermis, which is deeper in case of pleva and wedge-shaped as compared to in PLC. So this lymphohistiocytic infiltrate, or more particularly if we say predominantly lymphocytic infiltration, occurs mainly around and inside the blood vessels of the dermis. These dermal capillaries will be dilated, and they will show endothelial proliferation with the surrounding lymphocytic infiltrate around them. In pleva, the infiltrate will be deeper, dense and wedge-shaped rather than just perivascular as compared to in PLC. The overlying epidermis will be edematous, and sometimes if there is a ulceronecrotic form, then obviously there will be ulceration and necrosis as well. At the dermal epidermal junction, we can see interface dermatitis with the vacuolar degeneration, and some necrotic keratinocytes will also be seen. Intraepidermal and perivascular extravasation of the erythrocytes is also a typical feature of pityriasis like in Oides. We can see that clinically there will be formation of the mica-like scale, so there will be an overlying parakeratotic scale is present containing exocytosis of the lymphocytes and lymphocytic pseudo-Munro's abscesses. Sometimes if there is a frank necrosis as occurring in the febrile ulceronecrotic form of the disease, that is Mucohabermann disease, the necrosis is occurring and it is a frank necrosis, and which makes it difficult to distinguish from the other necrotic forms of the disease. In the FUMHD, there will be marked fibrinoid necrosis of the dermal vessels with the intraluminal thrombosis. There will be partial necrosis of the follicles and complete necrosis of the eccrine glands.